Okay, so the Gemara in the Dor and Gafel for Aleph and Yonah the Yoma, last year before Shavuos. So I'm going to do the second piece of Gemara first. The Gemara says, "The Amar of Yudah Merav." Let's see if we down what I photocopied. My dosiv miyosha chacham v'yomen asoyis. Tover is initial chachamim. They yes chachamim. Explain it. Lanaviim. The Bach added on Lamachi Asharis, Loi Pershu, and no one was able to explain it. At Shapirish, Yaakovish Baruch, Bat Kosh Baruch said, Yosiv, Vayoyma Hashem al Ozim as Tairosi, because they left the Torah. The Lashon is, the Pasuk is, Vayishama Bekoilu Vilahal Chuva, it's a double Lashon, Amr Yudam Rav, oh, Shaloy Meshain Mavarchen Betairud Chila. They didn't make the bracha before. And then obviously the Gemara needs an explanation. Because they make a bracha tchila, Alma of the Haaretz, that's why the land was destroyed, because he didn't make a bracha tchila. They're very hard to understand. Just go back for a moment. The previous Gemara said that, in top line, I forgot the name. Ma'ein Mitsuyin Tamichon, what's a Tamichon Mibneim? Why? I don't mean all the time, but many times, you have a Tamichachim, and the children are not Tamichachim. So the last Pshat Gemara said, Ravina Omar, Shem Nevarchim Atarat Chila, for the same reason. So again, I have to understand, what does that mean? Okay, so there's a famous Ran over here, who brings Rabbeinu Yoina. So let's just medayik a little bit in the Lashon of the Ran. Midachsev, Vayomer Hashem al Ozim Tzerasi, Miklal Deleka Diyoda LaDurei Taima, Tel HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chod. Tzasa Migil Astar Mishal Rabbeinu Yoina, Dekro Hachi Dayik, Tal Shloi Baruch Hu B'Toyra Tchila of the Haaretz. Why? Then Misev, you have to, if you want to take the Pasuk literally, Al Ozim Tzerasi, they forsake the Torah. Kepashta Mashush Ozim Tzerasi, L'Hoyu Oiskan Ba, they weren't Oiskan Torah at all. So I don't understand. Kishanish lacham and neviim. I said he didn't have the gear so much. Chacham neviim. Lama loy pershua. Why didn't they explain? Let's go. Why couldn't they explain it? Obviously, who wouldn't say it? The kalafarish. So listen to these words. Elavadai oiskim hoyu b'tayra tamid. He had a lashon. They were oisik b'tayra tamid, and there still wasn't time on them. Hoyu oiskim b'tayra tamid. Ulafikach takoy chacham and neviim tameyim al ma'av daretz. He saw depth in the depths of their heart that no one else could see besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So again, we have to take it literally, but that's not the chate. They felt the Torah is not choshev enough. And or shaloi ha yoiskim ba lishma. They weren't oiskim lishma, which we'll have to define a little better shortly. We toyka because of that, the Torah wasn't chosha them ha yimazalzel bevichasa. And that's how loy holcha ba klima bekavano lishma. Get holcha, I guess, in the path toward for Hashem. Says the Ran elu divri harav achasid zal veim noyim veruyim lemish amram. The Ben Nissen going could say such a thing. Okay, but again, it needs, obviously, I said Rav Nissim, sorry, Rav Yehuda Yoina. The Rabbi Rav Yehuda Yoina is saying, yeah. So, what does this mean? So, Rav Aaron, the Mishnah Rav Aaron says that he says two things. One place he says, Lohikiru Maila Satoira, they didn't recognize the Cheshiva Satoira, Lohinosn Hoida Latoira. The Bracha is a thank you, Tokhish Baruch Hu, but you don't feel you're getting anything. Well, what are you going to thank him for? They didn't appreciate the gift. And then another time he says that Torah brings Hashua Sashchina, like we don't Pirkei Avos, right? Paragimel, Asar Shiyeshon Vayiskum Torah Shchina Shrei B'neihem, Chamisha, Shloisha, Shnayim Minor Filo Echad, it brings a Pasuk. So his Umiyot, this is the words of Rav Aaron, Umiyot HaKar B'chashiva Satayra, Garmel Asila Kashchina, and the Asila Kashchina is Korbin, that's when the Shchina left. So that's what he says Pshat. Okay. Now we'll try to say Pshatim without the Rabbeinu Yoina. Maybe some will fit into the Rabbeinu Yoina, but there's different Pshatim which say the Mufarshim. So let's see. So we'll say we'll call this Pshat number two, the Chsam Seifer. So the Chsam Seifer. Really, Rav Moshe, I didn't photocopy Rav Moshe, but look, Rav Moshe says the same thing in Igris Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chof. Says, I'm Arsha, which we'll get to later. V'chein hinei divrei Rambam b'tshuva. Rambam writes the same thing. I can tell you where the tshuva is. It's simon kuf lamed hey. Just wrote it down. Kuf lamed hey. In the tshuva Rambam. Based on the Rabbeinu Yoina, that was the words he said. What does that mean? Okay, that's a diak. You need a teretz. You know, if you have a teretz, you can make the diak. So it says one shemayim. Okay, Ella. Yes, Torah l'shem shemayim mamish. In other words, I'm doing it. You know, understand? Because Rabbi wants me to do it. Ach ein kavanose elokadei l'kaim a mitzvah. In other words, I'm learning Torah. How do I know how to take a lulav and esrog unless I learn about it? How do I know how to do sfiras ha'omer unless I learn the halachas, the pratim of what you're supposed to do? Every mitzvah you have to learn. V'leid halacha yasa ma'isa. V'kiven shekol atzmi shel oisa esek. If that's the cheshbon. That you're doing it to know what to do. So that Torah is not greater than the mitzvah. If the purpose of the Torah is to get to the mitzvah, how can the Torah be greater than the mitzvah itself? It's only like a chodah to the mitzvah. A chodah to the mitzvah can't be greater than the mitzvah. The Gemara in Sotah Saita says, he doesn't quote the Gemara, but it's a Gemara he's quoting, is that the difference between Torah and of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is only protects a person. It's two things. It's protection from the Yitzhahara and protection from Yisurim. Only been in the Ostik Bay when you're doing the mitzvah. Like Shlucha Mitzvah in Nizakim, Shem Mitzvah Lo Yedid Avara. We don't talk about it. But a mitzvah be in the Lo Yastik Bay, if you're not Isaac Mitzvah, Lo Yimagina, Lo Yimasli. It doesn't shield you, it doesn't save you, not from Yisurim and not from the Yitzhahara. Ach, Ika mitzvahs esek haTorah really is mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. It's a separate one of the tariq mitzvahs. L'hagis b'yayim v'alayla. To learn day and night. U'lahamik, to get the depth. U'layim b'chol toitzei seho, mo'yve'eo, and all the ins and outs, I guess we would say in English. Ki im omku machshvei seho, im b'chol kaisai teileichu, well, this week's parasha, amelam b'Torah. Lo'ayla b'ad leida mitzvah. If you know, it's a famous, that's a part for the Beis Halevi. It's a Beis Halevi's part. He says, that's from Nasa v'Nishma, not Nishma v'Nasa. V'shosh, Shehigdimu, Yisrael, Nasa v'Nishma, Zochu, L'malach v'shosh, came down again, the Shnei Ksarim. Why don't you Shehigdim, Nasa v'Nishma? Because Nishma v'Nasa means I'm learning in order to do. But Nasa means I'm doing already. I know what to do already. And I want to learn anyway. So why am I learning? Not in order to do, just to learn for the sake. Tayyul Hashem Tayyul, as the Nusach they use. So he's saying that. That's what he's supposed to be. Lo levad leida mitzvah, b'shosh shetzarach lo, el adroi shekhal oschar. Like it says by Ben Tzari Amayra. Hainu adrosh ha'atzmo, hi oschar. V'nach asol v'nekosh baruch hu. V'zeu oisik l'shma shal Tayyul. That's what he's saying. Lishma means not lishma. I mean, we're not getting to the big machlekes of the Chassidim and Reb Chaim Voloshin, who says lishma means lishma shel Torah. But he means that you're not doing it because, of course, Hashem wants to do it, but you're not doing it l'shem Torah. Loyal kavana acheres. Now, if you're oisik in Torah for the sake of Torah, oh, then it's a thing on itself. It's not l'tzorich the mitzvah. V'hi hamagin umatz. Then it's megin umatzli, even when you're not. Now, here he says now, because it's Megan and Matzli, so there wouldn't be a Korban. But because they didn't have the shield and the protection of the Torah, v'oz b'shas ha'chorban lo'yosku, al zeh oifin, but they weren't oisik that way, v'machshav ha'loz, like we just said, gilam ha'kadosh baruch hu, that's why ha'kadosh baruch hu revealed. And those mamash, they were learning, it's the same learning, and what your intention is. Ha'idem ha'shavos, v'loy chacham ha'neviyim. Oh, now he says, I guess, how do we know? Omer of Yudam Rashalai Baruch B'Torah Tchila. So what's the Shaykhis? I was saying the Pshat is that they weren't learning with the right intention. Because Maskina B'Perekat Tchilas, Mesetas Menachis, it says, Kol Mitzvah Sheyosa Gamar Mitzvah Sa Mevarchan Aleha. When you sit in the Sukkah, you make a bracha. When you build in the Sukkah, you don't make a bracha. It's not, that's only a hachana to the mitzvah, a hechsher mitzvah. V'she'ein ha'siyosa gemar mitzvasa, ein mevarchan aleha. So now, hashtei kol kavonas eisa katoira, ein ne'alulas eisa mitzvah, if the whole purpose of learning is in order to get to the mitzvahs, so it's like building a sukkah. And ken ein limuda v'asukkah gemar mitzvasa, therefore ein mevarchan aleha. So we're doing because they felt it doesn't need a bracha. But if you do make a bracha, obviously you're showing shakavanosai will vad kim a mitzvah, either esek vatsay mitzvah. You show that the esek is a mitzvah. Very nice shot from the Chassam Sofer. Okay. I'm going to go off to a side, and we'll see how we veer back to pshat in the Gemara. So we know, we'll talk about Birchas HaTorah, so we'll get something about Birchas HaTorah, which will help to explain what does mean Shalai Baruch HaMatar Tchilim. So we know that we make a bracha of Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and it carries us for the day. The question, how does it, Shalim Yes Takasha, how can it carry for the whole day? Person goes to work, makes a hefsek. I mean, we can talk about eating, maybe it makes a hefsek even, but work is a longer hefsek. So it's the Yes Takasha, and bracha is Yidalfa Mabez. The fourth line, the timer. Yemayshna sukkah shetzarch levarach al kol suda v'suda. Every time you eat a suda in the sukkah, you make a bracha. Leisha v'sukkah. Why? Because you make a hefsek in between. There's a few hours from one suda to the next suda. So you make another bracha. So why, Torah, if you took a break for a few hours, why when you come back, don't you make a bracha? Yes, Shlomo says Tosis. Shani Torah she'ena miyayish daitai. Okay, you know, take your mind off of it in what sense? The Chol Shad, the Mechayiv Lomad, you have to. So it's on your mind. You know, when I have an opportunity, I'm going to learn. So it's you never take the certain sense of focus, maybe in the back of your mind, the front of your mind. They'll say, Yisra Yom V'layla, V'hevi kama Yoshu kol Yom B'lo Hefzik. Let's say Hefzik. Because you can't be Me'ayish. You can't. Because, you have, well, let's say, I don't know, you know, a client was supposed to come and he canceled. So now you have an hour, let's say. Right? So you got to learn. Okay, the Rosh, in the first parak of Brachas, says slightly different. So Dr. Rosh, Mikomaka Mistaver, it's parak Aleph Siman Yud Gimel. Mistaver Shabnei Yodam Shurugilim Tomid Lasik B'Toyru, Vafilu Kisha Yoitzim Liiskayim, even if they go to their business, but Memarim Lasit Sochayim, they rush. You know, how could I get out? You know, leave earlier, finish the job quicker. The lachsev alumoid, the tumid daitam alimudam, the loichosh of hesek lina bracha. Is it what I mean? I think when the Mufarshim explained it, he's going to say afterwards. Maybe not. It's daita lachsev. That's the nusach. I don't tell you again. Maybe Taisus meant the same thing also. Taisus said you have to worry about it. I'm not leaving. I'm thinking I have to come back. I go to the bathroom. I'm not leaving Torah because I go to the bathroom. I plan to come back right afterwards. Well, it may just take a little while, maybe, to the what's called afterwards. Okay, so this is what it says in the Rosh. So that's how learning is supposed to be. Learning is supposed to be, I go with the Das to come back as quick as I can. I didn't bring down all the Maram HaKoymas, but there's a Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Pei Gimel Locha Dalet. The Rambam says like this. Ha'yulafona, it's a famous Gemara in my cotton. Ha'yulafona v'asiyas mitzvah v'talmud Torah. You have two choices. A mitzvah and Talmud Torah. Which one do you do? Should I do Talmud Torah? Should I do a mitzvah? Talmud Torah, can I get kulam? So Gemara says it depends. If eshol l'mitzvah layas adeich eirim, if someone else could do the mitzvah, layas adeich, don't stop learning. Right? Learning really comes first. But if there's a mitzvah, you have no choice. But v'imlav, if there's, you can't, no one else could do it. Yasa mitzvah, yasa l'tamudai. Do the mitzvah and go back. I usually say to Talmidim, say, what happened to the following scenario? You and your chavrusa are sitting in base madrash. Someone runs in, I need help to change a tire. I only need one person. I don't need two people. So what do you do? So you make a gyro. Whoever wins stays in the base madrash. The one who loses has to go out to help them. He has to stop learning to do the mitzvah. It's eshel asa de'achayrim. But if you can get someone else to do it, then you should sit in the base madrash. But the Rambam ends off with these two words. Again, if no one else could do it, yasa mitzvah, the yachsel talmudai. Some of us will talk about what's he telling yachsel talmudai? What is the Rambam adding those words on? Obviously, if you have a mitzvah, so if a person, I don't know if it's a shayfer, so once I close the Gemara to listen to shayfer, I don't have to learn again for the rest of my life. Obviously, when you finish the mitzvah, you go back to learn. Why do you have to say yachsel talmudai? Terence says you never left. You know, you have to know, I'm going, I'm nas lachzer. I'm doing it with the cheshun and going back, which is really what the Rosh is saying also. When you leave, you're not leaving. I'm leaving with the das to come back. Ever since there's Chaim Volozhin, Shar Dalud Perek Tezov says, listen, this is important because it fits in very nice to what we're saying. This that we said before, this what the some Sefer brought down, the Gemara Sefer, the Torah is Megno Matzli, even Be'idna Deloy Asikvei. Says Rechaim, Lashon on the condition that's Taita Lachzer. Because you never left. If you leave the Torah, it's also not going to protect you. But if you have your Taita Lachzer, I mean, you're still with the Torah. The Torah, you didn't put it out of your mind. If you're still in mind to go back, then it protects you. If not, it won't protect you. Okay. Says the Magen Avraham, Halacha L'maisa, Simim Em Zayin, Hilchos Brachos HaTorah, Sif Kotten Tes, Kivin Shadayti Lachzer, okay, that's a Lashon, Dayti Lachzer, that's a Lashon in the Rush, Mashma, the Misha Ein Darkai Lulmoid, in other words, he learns in the morning and he doesn't learn for the rest of the day. Ben Nim Lach Lulmoid, Tzarech Lavarech, you have to make a bracha. Chayin Kazo Rush for Tshuva, the Rush, what she does say. You have to Dayti Lachzer, if it's not Dayti Lachzer, you have to make a bracha. Zok the Alta from Kalm. You know what I mean? Why didn't they make a bracha? That's the question. Why didn't they make a bracha? They made a bracha. But they only made a bracha in the morning. When they came back at night, they didn't make a bracha. When they left, Shloi El Has Lachzer. So all the learning they did afterwards was without a bracha, the fun of. Again, of course you make a bracha. We'll make a bracha before you. Of course you made a bracha. But the halacha says that you make a bracha once a day. Yeah, but that's only this condition. It's Zayta Lachzer. They missed the Milo Zayta Lachzer, so all the learning they did afterwards was with Shloi Baruch of Atar Tchila. Doesn't mean they never made it. So we're saying in the morning they made it, but the night say they not. The morning say they, yeah, the night say they didn't have a bracha. You can look it up. I didn't photocopy it, but this is the. Oh, no, Shachaim, I copied it over there. Yours, yeah. Okay. Oh, I forgot the Rambam also. The Rambam and the Chayim V'Loshon is on the page. Okay, I forgot. Okay, but this, if you want to look up, it's in the Chochmah Musar from the Altav, from Kelm, Chelek Aleph, Maimer Kuf Memchas. Yeah, that's where he writes this. Now, it fits also with Chayim V'Loshon, right? Because Sam Sefer said, if you learn a Zah Torah, which is not Megna Matzal, it'll get punished. So Nafsh HaChaim said that such Torah is not Megna Matzal. So you have that. So it's not only because like Baruch Hu. It's really the whole learning is that way. Or the whole day. The rest of the day that you spent not Daitei Lachzer. So it didn't mean that you have that protection. The Torah is only, you know, when it's Daitei Lachzer. Okay, and this is that's the second, maybe the third mahalo. So we had the Rabbeinu Yaina that the Ram brought down, and had the Chassam Sefer that they learned for the purpose of knowing the mitzvahs, and the dispatch from based on the rush that has to be Daiti Lachzer. Oh, this I'm going to go for an attention, so it's still being just touch this Indian of bracha before bracha afterwards, but this. So let's see the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef in Sim Mem Zayin. Dik is the last three lines, but let's see. Akasu v'agos maimini, peirik zayin mihilchas tefila, halacha yud, okay, ice test, v'shem rebeinu simcha, sheshena u'merchatz, if you go to sleep during the day, or you go to the bathhouse, mafsikim, v'em bolu marachrayim tzorch lavarech. Okay, you know, Mishnah brings such sheetahs also, whatever. You know, a minigod mavis is not that way. But okay, if you break it, then shekehain hesach adas. Why? You're not learning when you're sleeping, unless you're the Goyen or Chaim Kanievsky. But some of you're not learning when you're sleeping. Oy bimercha, it's oy bebeis hakisei. So they're a hafsek. That's what the guy's maimini said, b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha. And this is the guy's maimini b'shem, I don't know, Haram, I'm not sure what it is. Kosev shalohi roga lachsa levarich. No. Stam azoy, like a merchutz or something like that. Elach has a shinas keva. Okay, he slept a shinas keva. Okay, that yes. V'sha'ein ha'masi ha'dayti milumoid. Afilu v'hafsik merchutz u'vaisakisei. As long as he's awake. Awake, that's not called a hafsik. When you're sleeping, you're not there. So then that's a hafsik. V'ha'ogur kosev tamachir. The ogur writes another reason. When you're relieving yourself in the Beis Akisei, tzorach lizor bedinim. You have to be in tune with the Torah that you learned them. Use those words. Come on, begilui tefach. How much do you open your body? You know, revealed. Ketzad yikaneh. How do you do with the right hand, with the left hand, which finger? Whatever the rules. Let's say in halacha. So you're in touch with the Torah. When you eat, you don't know what bracha do I make? Can I speak? Whatever it is, you know what you have to do. So you always Do I have to make another bracha? I didn't wash, so do I have to. I made a hamaitzi. I made a ha'aitz. I didn't have kavana for this. It's in front of. It's not in front of. You got to learn all his brachas. You know, when you sit down, I walked out of the room. I came back. Do I have to make a shina makom? It's all negaya. So therefore, you didn't lose touch of the Torah. That's what Dagi says. Now, it seems to me that the goyim didn't understand how I'm touching it. Well, I think that's the words that. We'll go back to it afterwards. The Goyin says, I underlined the second half of the Goyin, over there in Simon Zayn Sivkotin Tess. The Gam Tiru to Ogre and Inachain. Why? Kmosha Kosov, Lekamon, Simon Pehei Vahago. The Ramah says, Vafilu. Okay. So if you're lazy, then you don't know what he's talking about. So I photocopied the Ramah. The Ramah says, "It a fila harabi de retire also vesakis of Esamechis. Well, Makamatin Ophis. For whom Makan Shesh by Tsai Meiraglaim. Says the Ramah, Vafilu Hilchis Amerchitz Asalum with the Merchitz. You can't learn the Hilchis of the Merchitz in the Merchitz. So the Chayyur Agar is wrong. Because you can't learn Halachas in the Vesa Merchitz. I don't understand the Goyin's Taina. It doesn't mean you're learning. It doesn't mean you open up a Sefer or Chazar over the Halachas. You have to do the Halachas. You have to act the Halachas. You have to think, what do I do now? So I'm not saying any book on the Kaimitz is Talmud Torah in the bathroom, but I have to know, what am I supposed to do now? There's a choice. Someone wants to talk to me. I'm going to talk to back them in the toilet. Yeah, there's halachas. Can I answer the phone? Yeah, you have to know what it says in Aruch. It's halachas. But not learning the halachas. Learning it. Okay, I don't understand the... Look, we got back to the Lashon Ha'agar. Lefisha Akshon, if there's only Zor B'dina. It doesn't say Lul B'dina. No, I understand the Ha'agar. I don't understand the Goyin's Taina against the Ha'agar. Okay, but a kopanim, it's another pshat in why the day is not a hesek, because whatever you're doing, your business, oh, this famous story with Saul Salanter, someone was a business, which, how did it go? It was a business, he was a shaykhet. He got nervous, you know, that's a big shvat school after, no all the halachas in your day, you know, shchita and everything. So he wants to go to business. So he took out three volumes of Chesed Mishpat and put it on the table, and took one volume of Yerideya, and it's only the first 20, 30 simanim of Yerideya, the Hilchos Shechita. And if for Chesed Mishpat, you gotta know the whole Chesed Mishpat. It's not any easier. You have to know when you're dealing with someone, how do you deal? Okay, the whole day is Al Peter. Okay. So that's, I guess, what does that's not an answer to our original question. Okay, let's see what Rav Moshe says. This is another Rav Moshe. I mentioned one before. Dibris Maish and Kedushin, Simenem Gimel, and Oiz Anaf, I guess we call it by Rav Moshe Gimel. Uvisvarazu Yeshla Tarez, Masha Hikshu, Taisa, this Taisa is Kasha. Daf Yidal of Dibraskul Shekvar al Masha and Mavorchin, Birchasa Toyrik, Shemastik, Lamalach, Toylachol, Tarchi, Ufoy. What's the reason? He said, Mishu de la Elu, Shutay Rostin, and Nasin, Ene Hasiklau. I'm sorry. This is Ramesha answering now. Mishum, I'm giving my tarot, says Ramesha. The Elu Shatei Rosim Rosim, who tarot is the Ika by them, ain't I have the clown. The Nechshavim Kaloindim Kolo Ace. Why? Kimishav Saku Litzarech Limudam. Why am I going to work? Because I have to make money. I don't have food on the table. I'm not going to be able to learn. I want to survive. I have to, America, it's a bit, whatever, eating. This is all, right? Everything you do, you have to do in order to be able to learn Torah. Okay. Now, so good. So the answer is people who are terasim nasim. Then he said, okay. He wanted to chalik between those who do, you know, who are dead. But okay. But he's saying a pshat. The pshat is that the person goes. So a kopana maybe. Again, he doesn't say what's the lechala, but maybe you can learn, according to this, that maybe they weren't terasin and nasin in that sense. So when they left the Gemara, Taka left the Gemara. That's what he said. Someone always said before with the Dalta from Kelm. They didn't have daita lachse. They didn't have daita that when I'm at work, I'm doing a Kesh Baruch Hu's Ratzin. I'm doing it to be able to get back, to be able to send my children to yeshiva, right? In order to be able to get back to learn and have a, you know, to if I have to collect tzedakah, it's bigger thing. So it's all part of, maybe this would all be a cheshbon of it also. Okay, then that is a pshat from the Maharsha, that we said mentioned before, just the kids are not just a short maisa. So the Maharsha and the Rambam, who said the same thing also. Shem Varchan, so I give like pshat number five. Ayin bepirusha. And the other pshatim, of course, I just want to say my pshat, says the Marshal. It's a little chap. Not in a certain sense, maybe literal, but not literal. Marshal Amru Perik B'nai Yer, that's the fourth Perik of Megillah, besides Megillah, called Talmud Chacham, Shemavarach Lefon of Koyin Amoritz. In other words, the first aliyah, who do you give it to? So it's Talmud Chacham then, the Koyin Amoritz. And Talmud Chacham says, let the Koyin go. Oyse Talmud Chacham Chayiv Misa. Shenemar, not it's a mistake. It's the kol misanai evu mavis. That's the lashon. Kol misanai evu mavis. Behindu, okay. No, because it's a zilzul in the Torah. Besides the Torah, you're a talmud chacham. You let an amoritz go ahead of you. Hainu, she'ein a talmud chacham bevorchem b'torah tchila. It doesn't mean that every morning they don't make the bracha. That's how everyone else is learning. It means when you get it by the kliyas haTorah, who gets the bracha first? The kohen or the talmud chacham? The Talmud Chacham, they didn't go ahead. They let the stam people go ahead of them. Okay, that's how he tied. And I was thinking to make it a little bit, maybe better. You know, the Gemara Megillah says in the third parak that originally the first aliyah made the first bracha and the last aliyah made the last bracha. So if you didn't make the bracha tchila, you didn't make a bracha at all. You know, only made the first bracha because the Amaris made the bracha. Not to make it. You got an aliyah afterwards. You didn't make the bracha. I didn't say that, but that there was no bracha tchila because the Amaris made the bracha, not the Talmud Chacham. Okay, Uncle Bans, that's a chap pshat that ain't bracha tchila means they didn't, and it means they wouldn't master the Torah. Just tell you, it happened to be. It's almost 3 years. It was 2 years ago, in the summer of 2 years ago. So I was in Kippa Good or whatever. And David Goldberg Shlita was there, and he spoke. So he said over, he was talking about Kavod HaTorah, which is a little bit what we're talking about, the proper Cheshivas of Torah. So he said over the following Maisa. He said there was a story in the Litta, you know, before pre-World War II. There's once a sichsuch between a balabas in the city and one of the Talmidei Yeshiva. And it seems that this Talmid in Yeshiva got on the balabas's nerves, and the balabas smacked him. Okay, so people went over to the Bala boss and says, you have to go and ask Mechila. He says, I'm going to go to that, you know, that nobody, whatever. I'm not going to ask Mechila. So they went to the Rav. So the Rav says, what? He doesn't want to ask for Mechila. He smacked at a bacha from the yeshiva. We have to figure out, what should we punish him? How should we punish him? Maybe if we go punishment, maybe he'll learn that he has to ask Mechila. So the minhag over there was that every Shabbos, one bacha would go to the house of every balabas. They'd eat the meal there, and it was the baal of the town were honored to have the bacha come to sit and eat a meal in their house. He'd feed a bacha. So his punishment is for 4 weeks, no bacha goes to his house. Right away, he asked for mechila. So what I'm trying to say, look at the cheshivas that they had, for Taira. That's a punishment. Then fine him $1,000. You have to support the yeshiva for 2 years, whatever, 2 weeks, whatever. No, you can't have a machabed a talmud a yeshiva in your house. That was the something. He said over from Yisrael Yo Weintraub. We got it. He said on this Gemara Taka. He said that a person who's machshev Torah is more chashuv, and he says that's pshat in the Beinu Yoina. They didn't have the cheshivas of the Torah, so they lost their cheshivas. The person's cheshivas is only measured on how much cheshivas he has for the Torah. If he doesn't have the proper cheshivas for the Torah, Vaisa is lacking in his cheshivas. So that's what he said over the Taich. Okay. Baruch Tia. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you.